ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் கவாய் ஹிந்து லெக்சர்ஸ். தி டைட்டில்ஸ் ஆர் லிப் த செல்ஃப் அப், அன்ஃபெயிலிங் லா ஆஃப் கர்மா, லவ் அண்ட் கலர் சாதனா, கிவ் மேக் எ டிஃபரன்ஸ், ஒன் எனர்ஜி பெர்வேட்ஸ் ஆல், பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ சத்குரு சிவாய சுப்பிரமணிய சுவாமி. தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய.
Here at Kwa'adinam on the Garden Island, Kauai, is Friday, September 18th, and aloha. Aloha means the spirit of love and trust and encompassing everyone. Everyone is our friend in the aloha spirit on this island, the Kauai. We are all one family. We are Kauaians. Today, Acharya Kumara Swami gave a beautiful talk to the congregation here on Kauai who comes to the temple on Sun 5 on our mystic moon calendar. Perhaps you've noticed that we have better technology. We hope it helps because we have set up a new microphone system for me to talk to you and you to hear me. So let me know if it has any kind of improvement on your computer screen as we're looking at each other today. Well, we have 20 or 30 new computers arriving today after 4 or 5 years of using computers. New and faster ones are coming from our wonderful benefactor, California, who so graciously has given this boon. We're so grateful. Honestly, all the monks who are renunciates are not so much a renunciate today because they have a bigger and a faster, more memory computer than they have ever experienced in their life. You know, it's really amazing that as soon as we get a faster computer, somehow or other, when it gets plugged into the network, all of our other computers become slower. How does that work? Paramachari Bodhinatha and team, our ministry in India, are left Chennai for Salem in India today to visit a fundraising team for the Yerevan Temple that is working there in the Indian community. And we wish you well, and we're waiting for your report so we can explain what you're doing on our information page. We're trying to focus all of our members of Saiva Sadhana Church, and you can help too in enrolling new subscribers for Hinduism Today. Hinduism Today is the prow of our ship. It is our public service. It is our outreach. And we need more subscribers. Not that we don't have enough, but there's always a desire for more because it is a beautiful magazine. It is the only one that encompasses all of the Hindu religion. Now to you. I've been thinking about you today. Every day I sit overlooking the sacred Wailua River in Sannyasin. Sarabhananda Swami reads to me the mail that I receive and the email that I receive, and I give him my replies to forward back on to you. All of you are very special people who are looking at me today and myself looking at you. You are courageous, you are happy, you are strong, you fear nothing. That is the great potential of you that the Vedas declare that is the real you. Let no one make you fearful. Let no one make you doubtful. Let no one break your spirit. You are here on earth to lift yourself up, and once you have done that, lift others up. That is the purpose of our being here. No other purpose. To realize the self of yourself, and that does not mean to realize your individual little low ego identity and depart from your family and run away from home, disobeying them and going into a gang or experiences all the lower life. That doesn't mean the self. That's degradation. There'd be many lives of overcoming the karmas that you can create by doing that, so give up that idea if you've ever had it in your head. I may not be talking to you, but there's someone out there that will see this eventually that I am talking to. When you do, that's you. You are a divine soul, impervious, can only be touched by other divine souls. we are touching our souls today. This is Darshan. I'm seeing you, and you're seeing me. I'm always reminded of this little song. I'll be seeing you in all the familiar places that this mystic heart of mine embraces all day through in that small way through our computers. They're like a yogi cave across the way, a magic inner bell, a wishful wishing tree, the light of lives lived well. I'll be seeing you tomorrow in every Indian summer day, and everything that's bright and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in Surya's morning sun, and when Shiva's night is new, I'll be looking at my Macintosh screen and seeing you on your PC or your Macintosh. But I'll be seeing the soul of you as you're seeing the soul of me. Until tomorrow. Here we are at Kwaidinam. We're seeing each other again through cyberspace. Welcome. September 19th. It's Saturday here. Welcome to Kwaidinam. Today was guest day. We had about 15 or 20 guests. Two infants on their very first outing. And they came to the Shiva temple from far off places. One was named Shiva and the other Nataraja. Shiva was a boy and Nataraja is a girl. The mother was asked, well, why Nataraja? That's a masculine name. She said, Nataraja is a pure soul, neither masculine nor feminine. And she wasn't a born Hindu either, an Ardha Hindu, meaning half Hindu. We had a wonderful visit from Jay Robertson and a woman of vision, Dory, head of Kauai's Seven Habits program. They came here to discuss with us the October 10th Future Fair and the monastery's participation in it. We have prepared vision cards for everyone on the island, all 50,000 of the island inhabitants, to write their vision of the island of Kauai as Kauaians for the next 20 years. Many thousands of dollars are being spent on this future fair to stabilize the vision of Kauai, to emphasize that we are all Kauaians, and that we, as a total group here, all 50,000 of us, are working toward a unified vision, an island-wide vision. It's exciting. Well, the Madhavasi, the monks, installing all the new computers that were made available to us by the great Saibai supporter from Sri Lanka. And Swami Satchidananda called to say thank you to Gurudeva, that's me, for the beautiful book, Lemurian Scrolls. And he complimented all the Madhavasis on all the wonderful things that they're doing for the Hindu religion. He's one of our senior swamis in the United States. We all touch his feet. And he talked to some of the young brahmacharis and gave them encouraging words on the telephone. We were very happy to receive his call. And now to you. Did you enjoy my song yesterday? I'll be seeing you in all familiar places, mainly this familiar place, my TV to yours, cyberspace, the new Akasha. I don't know whether cyberspace is in the betas or not, but the Akasha certainly is a reality, not only in science, but in Hindu metaphysics dating back beyond recorded dates of time. You are a wonderful person. I see you now in your etheric body, which is made of quantums of light, all shining out. I would like you to claim the knowledge as a reality to yourself that you are an etheric being, a soul that has much power. You have a physical body. That means you can function on the earth. You have an astral body. That means you can function on the astral plane in the Atara Loka. You have a soul body. That means you can function in the Brahma Loka, the Shiva Loka. You are complete this very moment. Now you may be going through experiences that are uncomfortable, and I know that many of you are. And I've absorbed within myself many of your experiences through confession, and I've given out prayers, citta. And this is the time of the year where we give penance to devotees. And those experiences all have a lesson within them. It's like a school. We're here on earth for a certain number of years. We're going to school. We're learning. We're maturing. A grammar school, a middle school, a university, they all mature us intellectually, but life itself matures us spiritually. So don't fight the experiences that you're going through. They are good for you. And after all, you created them yourself by what you did in the past. So, hey, it's all coming back. You deserve what you get. Give garlands to those who give it back to you. All the nastiness and hurtfulness that you gave out at a former time. And if love is coming to you, and appreciation is coming to you, and gratitude is coming to you, then you gave love, appreciation, gratitude out at a former time. And you're just getting it back. So don't get all puffed up about it and strengthen the ego. Let it strengthen the soul by gaining the knowledge of the great law of karma, the unfailing law of karma. It's unfailing and consistent as the law of gravity and any of the laws of this galaxy and our planet. I'll be seeing you in our familiar place. All the many races and all familiar faces. Until tomorrow, I'll be seeing you.
Well, our retreat has finished, and here we are again, San Juan, September 22nd at Kwa'adinam. Welcome for the darshan of the day. I'm seeing you, you're seeing me, in cyberspace. Yesterday, we had a tree planting with a beautiful, traditional Buddhist priest from Japan of the Shingon Order. It was the tree that Tilumalar sat under for his enlightenment. And also the Buddha. The priest said, "The Buddha sent me here. I didn't come on my own. The Buddha sent me here to help and bless this sacred tree." It was a beautiful event, a drums playing, conch shells, cymbals. A big parade led this wonderful person out into the 52 acres of Kwa'adinam land. And the holy tree was planted. Then in our casual conversation that finished, Arumuga Swami, who has a hobby of making daikon pickles, asked him, "I would like to have the 100-year-old culture that makes the daikon pickles so special for the monasteries of the Buddhist monks in Japan. We've been trying to get this for such a long time. It's a secret, very well-kept secret." He said, "Well, I'll be happy to tell you the secret. We've had these cultures for 100 years, and I have it right with me, and I'll teach you how to make it." Well, what a breakthrough. We are so happy because, according to Ayurveda, they are very good for something in the stomach, and everything is so good for you. We have all the good things. We believe in keeping healthy. We believe in not becoming ill. So we are preparing our daikon pickles, which we grow right here. And he will be back in 5 or 6 days to teach us this ancient mystery. We feel so blessed. We say thank you, merci, nantri. Thank you, Shingon priest and the Shingon Buddhist sect. Is very close to us. They worship Shiva Nataraj.
they worship Lord Ganesha. In fact, we presented him with a beautiful Shiva Nataraj, beautiful shawl, wonderful Ganesha. They were so happy to receive from the blending together on the beautiful garden island of Kauai, the Hindus and the Buddhists. Well, today, I'm seeing you in cyberspace, and I want to tell you three important words. Three important words, very important words. Courage, courage, courage. You need courage to face the Kali Yuga. You need courage to face the working world. You need courage to face your family. You need courage to bring love through your family, love through the working place, and love out into the world itself. The world needs love. It is so lacking in love, and you can give that love. You give love through a smile. You give love through a feeling. I'm not telling you to go around hugging everybody. That's not love. Not in the way that I'm talking about love. I'm talking about love in a way that indescribable. It's imperceptible, but it's there. You know it when it's there, and you know the absence of it when it is not forthcoming from someone, and you can give love. How do you do that? You do that by realizing and accepting the fact that all energy in your body comes from God, all energy in everybody's body comes from God, and those energies from you going into and awakening the divine energies in the people around you through visualization of the color blue, through visualization of the color yellow, through visualization of the color pink. Visualize these colors and send out rays of colors to not only those you love, but those that need love. They will appreciate it. Well, that's the sadhana for today. I'll be seeing you in all our old familiar places that this heart of ours embraces all day through in our high-tech way, our cyberspace cafe, on internet highways. I'll always be seeing you and you be seeing me in every lovely summer's day. I'll always think of you this way, and when Shiva's moon is new, I'll be seeing you through cyberspace, and we will be together. I'll find you on the astral plane and bring you to some of our great Himalayan Academy schools there, where great rishis from the long, long ago are alive today, imparting the Vedas in a live, live way. So we'll be meeting. Have a wonderful day today and tomorrow. Today at Kwadinam, September 23rd, it's a beautiful sunny day. And yesterday we had a havan, beautiful home in the Kadaval Hindu temple. All the devotees who live on the island came. They were all there. The youngest was about 6 years old. And we invoked Lord Hanuman, the carrier of An temple, to the garden island of Kauai. Only he is the strongest god, closest to the physical plane, who can do this momentous task. We had some beautiful visitors too. Mr. and Mrs. Krishnaswamy and family. 16 years they've been lifetime subscribers to Hinduism Today and read every word. A great compliment. They said, I mean, this is better than the National Geographic. I thought that was really wonderful. There's nothing like it, they said. Full of praise. Well, we have to take praise and blame equally. One follows the other, and then the next one follows the other. And that's the life in this Boo Loka. Boo is kind of scary, but it is a word, Boo Loka. Why do they call it that? every day, including today, talked from 12 to 12:30 with the young men here at Kwaninam. Young men means they are 17, 18, 19 years of age, and they're here for 6 months, and during those 6 months, they learn art, Saivat Marta Puja, they learn about the Vedas, the Yajurveda, and the other three, Rig and all, and they get a good foundation for their future, and their future will be one of two ways. Now, these are young men who are born in Sarvasadana Church. Held them in my arms when they were babies, and now they're much too big for that. They will make up their mind months after they leave, after 6 months being here, as to which of the two paths they will follow, either that of the householder or that of the sannyasi. Most choose the householder path, and we arrange a nice marriage for them with girls who are also born within Sarvasadana Church. How does this happen? Well, in 1999, we celebrate for an entire year our 50th anniversary, 50 years, of bringing the best of the East to the West. And of course, the best of that is culture and art and music and song and dance. Well, I hope you've enjoyed my little song. I'm not really very good at singing, but I have been practicing. I'll be seeing you. It's a theme song now. But before we do this theme song, let's talk about something that you can do to make a difference in your community. You can smile. That's one thing you can do. Keep a smile on your face. You can show appreciation and say thank you for every little thing that comes your way. Show appreciation. That makes the other person feel good. Now, of course, philosophically, you know that everything that comes your way, good and bad, is because you put that into motion in a past life. And there's one language in India that has no word for thank you. Everybody assumes that they are getting back what they at one time or another gave out. But this is today. This is Hinduism today. We have to show appreciation. We have to be grateful to make the pranas flow properly. We have to do that. And that's how you can make a difference. Smile, and whenever possible, say thank you. Another way you can make a difference is to give. Give little things. Just give. Be helpful. Never leave a room unless you improve that room. That's an unseen gift that will be appreciated by others who enter the room at some future time. There are many little things that you can give, physical things I mean, and do, that don't cost anything, just a little bit of extra energy. That's all it costs. And that extra energy that you put out feeds back to you, keeps you happy. That thank you feeds back to you and keeps you happy. That smile feeds back to you and keeps you happy. There's a lot of lonely people in the world today. You can make them happy. Giving and giving appreciation and smiling and having a positive affirmation in your mind that you are all right, right now. I am seeing you in all our old familiar places. That this heart of ours embraces all day through. Chinai, in our cyberspace cafe, in our high-tech way, our internet highways, under the banyan tree. I see your reflection from the waters in the well. And if you get too far away out there, there's another guru, Vishva Guru Maharaj, that will keep you so entertained and so educated that you want to rush back home to Guru Deva. For he's the world. The world is a guru. And he teaches through the learning, through experiences of making mistakes and correcting yourself. Well, we follow Dharma. The corrections in our great scriptures are always made clear to us of how to live. So we have learned from other people's mistakes what not to do. And they made it very clear in the Tuta Corral, in the Vedas, how we must live to have a happy life and a good birth next time around. So I'm looking for you. I'll find you in the morning sun. And when Shiva's moon is new, I'm looking into cyberspace right now. And I am seeing you. And that's Darshan. Our Darshan session is wonderful. We'll see you tomorrow. A big hug and a lot of love. Today at Kwarinam, it's September 26th. We've had a wonderful day. We've had several groups of guests today. They're so devoted. They feel the peace of Kwarinam. Why is there peace here at Kwarinam? Because every misunderstanding, which rarely comes up anymore, is settled before bedtime. And if any conflict of a negative nature arises, all service, all religious service stops. Religious service cannot be done if there's misunderstandings or conflicts among the group that's performing religious service. Well, today we have received a letter from the governor of the state of Hawaii giving a beautiful endorsement for Iravan Temple. The entire community is behind this Sanmarga project. We're very grateful. Art arrived from great artist Mani Velu in Chennai, showing Lord Hanuman carrying on his hand Iravan Temple from India to the Garden Island of Kauai and placing it gently down on the foundation. We received a very nice report from the pilgrims that we sent on a mission to India, Paramacharya Bodhinatha, Yogi Tapo Dana, Markandeya Senan, and a new monk, Nilakanta Velan. They are in Bangalore now and overwhelmed with the immense pillars that are being created there. They had no idea of the magnificence, all the Silpi professional stone carvers commend us for allowing them enough time to perform their art without rushing them in any way. Well, I'm seeing you, and you're seeing me, and here we are. And the theme of today, every day we have a theme of what we teach, and this is hospitality. Loving each other enough to treat the guest as God and not an intruder. Oftentimes, in modern society, especially when mom and dad are both working, the guest seems to be an intruder, and to treat the guest as God is posturing. And that posturing has a feeling of being unreal. We must relax with our guests. We must love our guests, for God is inside of them. Now, how is God inside of the guest? Have you any wondered about that? God is inside of a guest because all the energy within the body of the guest is coming from God, just like all the energy in the body of you is coming directly from God. That's why we can say, one God, one world. There's people that make up the world that we know of as today. But that one energy flowing through all peoples and all animals and all fishes and all birds and all kinds of microscopic creatures It's coming from God. It's the one energy that pervades the whole universe. One God, one world, and the guest is God. We want to encourage friendliness. We want to encourage hospitality. We want to encourage us to open our hearts to those we know. When they're well, show appreciation. When they're ill, show that you're interested in them and that you care. Don't turn away. Turning away is not what we should do. We are a one family living on this planet. We are one family living on this planet. All religions are good because they were started with good intentions. The only problem with all the religions of the world, and they do have problems, Hinduism included, is the people within the religion. The people with the closed hearts. The people that are not generous, not caring. The people that flare up in anger over the least little thing. The people that are jealous. Well, they're not really in the religion. They're sort of hanging on to the religion as a lifeline. And those of you who are not angry, those of you who do not experience jealousy, those of you who are generous, and those of you who are hospitable, have to pull that lifeline in. Have to help them out of their despair, out of their misery. That is your duty, because your energy is within them, and their energy is within you, and it is all coming from God. Well, tomorrow I'll be seeing you in all our familiar places that this heart of ours embraces, in our high-tech way, on our internet highways. We'll be together in cyberspace, in every lovely summer's day. I'll always think of you and be there right by your side. That's magical, isn't it? But magic is religion.